Hello, Toma Kareem, Yeshiva Torah's motion around the world. Continuing on Ashiyar and Mishnayos, we are doing Masechta Shabbos. We are in Perek Chaf Beis, Mishnah Hay, which in the Gemara is in Daf Kuf, Mem Zayin, Amet Aleph. And it begins in the Mishnah. Harochets b'mei ma'ara u'mei tveri, someone who bathes in the water of a well, or a cave, and the water of Tveria. Rashi says the water of the cave is like a mikvah that's covered over and heated up, and the heat doesn't go out and stays hot there. And specifically talking about hot water, and that's why it says harochets, which is bidyevet, because l'chadchila you shouldn't wash in hot water. So if someone did it, Rashi says, then we'll see about how he dries himself off. Tosfos Yontif says the Gemara talks about a cave similar to the water of a cave similar to the water in Tveria, just like the water in Tveria is naturally hot. So here too, the water of the cave is hot, and therefore it says harochets diyevet, because l'chadchila you shouldn't wash in hot water, but by made Tveria you can wash even l'chadchila. And it's only mentions Maitreya to teach you that we're back on the water of the Ma'ar, we're talking about hot. And it's telling you that the Chamid Veria of the cave, and of course it's covered over, it has a ceiling, and it's possible that they'll come to sweating there, and therefore it's Aser. The sweating is the issue here. And that's the das of the Rif and the Rambam. It's also from Rashi. It also seems that way, because he writes, mikvah makura, a mikvah which is has a ceiling over it, that heated up, and the heat doesn't leave. But the Ran, in the name of Rabbi Yonah, and the Ramban, right, the water of the cave is talking about, which when we say it's hot, it means it was heated up by a fire, okay, from Erev Shabbos. But the Chamei Tveria, that is, it's mutter, even if you're going to wash in it, or even if it's going to sweat you up. And that's the Shita of the Tosfos and the Rosh, that we're talking about here, the water of the cave was heated up by fire. So we have this water of a cave and the Chamei Tveria. Vinistapek, he washed, and now he's, Rashi says, he's drying himself off. Afilu be'esra aluntis, even with 10 aluntis, Rashi say, what does that mean? It means sheets, that you dry yourself off, and he used one after the other. So the Chiddush is that there's not so much water in each one of them. But lo yavim biyad, the Mishnah says, don't carry it by hand, Rashi and the Rav say, into your house, even if there's an Erev, and there's no Isser of Hotzah, but there's a Gzera, maybe you'll forget, and you'll start squeezing them when you get into your home, and you'll squeeze out the water. Tosfos Yontif says, from the Pshat of the Rambam, he brings from the Pshat of the Rambam, that if we tell him that he shouldn't take out this beged, any clothing that was used to wipe himself from the place where he took his bath, and he should leave it there, then we don't have to worry about, then he might squeeze it if he's leaving it behind. He doesn't, whether it was dry or wet, he's not going to care, because he's not bringing it with him to his home. Tiferes Yisrael says, we paskin that it is mutter to dry yourself off. That's in Siman Shin Ches Sif Mem Ches. And Tosfos Yontif brings from the Ran that even if he dried himself off, when it says this topic, it's mashma that he already had dried himself. This is only coming to tell you that it's also chadchila to do it. It's not telling you that if you, this topic normally means if you did it already, then don't carry it or whatever. But here he's not telling you, he's saying that it's also chadchila. It's just the opposite. He's telling you, because later in the mission we'll talk about 10 people who are, it's mutter for them to dry themselves off with one sheet. So certainly here that one person is mutter. And the heter is that, because normally there are two reasons why it would be usher to have your clothes get wet on Shabbos to make them wet. One is because of chashash, you might squeeze them out. And the second is when you get a cloth wet, it's like you are cleaning it, as Rashi has in Daf Kuf Mem Beis Amud Beis Divrei Maskol HaMekancha B'Mesmartut. Now, as far as the first reason, since it's only Gzera D'Rabbanan, the Chacham didn't answer here because they felt that this is something that Tzibur would not be able to accept, because the heter of washing in hot water was heated up in the cave and the Yam and Meitferia. And normally, since they allowed you to wash yourself, the normal thing is if you wash yourself, you're going to dry yourself off. People won't listen to them if they're going to tell them not to dry themselves off. So they never made a gzera for that, because people wouldn't listen. And as far as the second reason, that you're going to clean your clothes if you get them wet, that's like cleaning them. Okay, it's only if the clothes was dirty to start with. And here we're talking about fresh towels or fresh sheets, and therefore the Ramah in Siman Shin Beis Sif Tes Paskins that it's mutter to dry yourself off with a clean sheet, and you don't have to worry about any iser. And others do aser. They say even if it's a fresh new cloth, it would be aser. And they still say with the aluntis would be mutter, because here you're dirtying the aluntis, okay, by wiping off yourself on this white sheet, you're dirtying it, and you're not cleaning the sheet itself, so that's why the sheet would be different than any other cloth. Okay, Aval Mishnah says, Asar b'nei adam mistafkin v'aluntis achas. 10 people could dry themselves off with one sheet, as Rashi and Rav say, since there's a lot of people there, and they're going to remind each other not to do any squeezing. And this is also a chiddush that one sheet for 10 people is going to get very wet. Still, we're allowed to bring it with them by hand. There's no gezerah. Maybe they'll squeeze it out. Since there are a lot of people there, again, they will remind each other. The Mishnah says, what are they drying themselves? Panehem, yadeim, v'raglehem, hands. Face, hands, and feet. Rashi and the Rav say this is just the normal way of explaining it, and it really means your whole body you're allowed to dry off. But normally people, that's when they wash, they wash their hands, their face, and their legs, their feet. Okay, mevinos and v'yadayim, you're allowed to, these 10 people can carry this sheet with them. The Rav says it's not, the halacha is not like this Mishnah, but even one person, he says the halacha, can bring by hand this sheet that he dried himself off. We're not afraid, maybe he'll squeeze it. And that's what the Pesach was in the Shulchan Aruch, Siman Shin Aleph Sif Mem Ches. The Ramah in Siman Shin Aleph Sif Mem Dala says, it's also normally to carry by hand things that are wet. The Magen Avraham Siman Shin Aleph Sif Katan Mem Ches says, but since they allowed you to dry yourself off, they allowed you also to bring the towel or the sheet to your house. But when he gets to his house, then he can't carry it around anymore. The Mishnah Berura there in Sukkot and Kuf Ayin Hay says, he brings the Eliyahu Rabbah, who quotes the Sefer HaTruma, who holds that the reason that they allowed him to bring this sheet or the towel to his house is because normally the towels they used were only slightly wet, not very wet. And according to this shita, even if he brings the towel or the sheet to his house, he would be able to carry it around, because in no chashash he might come to squeeze it. It's not very wet. Well, continuing the next Mishnah, Perek Chav Peis, Mishnah Vav, which in the Gemara is Daf Kuf Mem Zayin Amud Aleph. Sachin, Rashi says it means you're allowed to smear oil on Shabbos on your body, or Mashashim and rub. Rashi and Rav say by hand over your body for pleasure. The first rule says you can do it by hand softly on your body for pleasure. And the Mishnah says b'bnei me'ayim, you can rub your stomach area. The Malachas Shlomo says some are garis this b'bnei me'ayim, and the Mishnah is talking about the whole body, as Rashi and the Rav was saying. The Rambam Parakof Aleph Halachah Chav Ches says normally they would put the oil first, and then they would rub separately, either one before the other, either the rubbing first or the oil first. And he shouldn't just do it the way he normally does it on the weekday, but on Shabbos he should put and rub it a little bit temporarily. Avalo misalmin, the Mishnah says, don't do misalmin. What is that? Rashi and the Rav explain. He shouldn't rub very vigorously. Taisis Yantif says, because it's like an uvda d'chol, and the Rama has a different shot, and in his chibur in Perichav Aleph, he brings and explains the lashon there, that when we say misamel, it means that you are like stomping on the body with extra force until a person gets tired out and he is sweating, or that a person is walking a lot until he tires out and sweats. So basically like exercising the body, either someone else doing it for you or you doing it yourself by walking a lot, because it's usher to get yourself very tired until you sweat on Shabbos, because it's like a refuah. The Dirshu of Mishnah Berurah Siman Shin Aleph Ice 7 says, Lamaisa, the Das of Nisan Karelas and Chut Shani, Chelak Dalad, Parakhov, Pay Test, Sif Cotton and Bays is, you should be Machmer not to go for a long walk for Rafua, as the Yesh Machmirim was saying. But he also adds that me, for someone who, for his normal health reasons, needs to walk every day, can also walk on Shabbos. You shouldn't be machmer on this walking, the normal walking, only if he's trying to get himself very heated up and sweat. Okay, and in Mishut, or Lassian, Chelek Beis, Perak Lama Beis, Shuvah Yid Beis, it's written that it's even mutter to run on Shabbos if the point of the running is to keep his normal stamina, his body stamina up. Okay, because running by itself is mutter, like it says there in the Shulchan Aruch, that it's mutter for boys who enjoy running, to run around. And this, that the Shulchan Aruch paskens, it's usher to do this amel b'Shabbos, to exercise, that is only if the person who's exercising or running is ordered to heat himself up and to sweat. That since the normal way, he says, to get yourself to sweat is through certain herbs, so you can't be sweat even if it's just by running. Okay, but if he's running for the purpose, other purposes, there's no reason to aser it. Still, on the other hand, the Shut Malamud Lahol and Chelak Aleph Siman and Gimel say it writes that just running, which causes you enjoyment by itself, like the running of young boys who enjoy running and jumping around, that's much on Shabbos. But running which for itself doesn't give you any pleasure, but it only gives you other enjoyments, like it helps extend your stamina, your bodily stamina, something like that. That is his amlut. That's like exercise, and that's with the Shulchan Aruch Paskens later on in Semen Shin Chaf Ches Sif Mem Beis. That's Usher on Shabbos. Even though he says at the end that you shouldn't stop people, for anybody who is knowing heter, and as far as exercising for health or refuah or for hana, check later on at Siman Shem Chav Ches Sif Kuf Chav Tes, and look in the Shaar Tzion here in Sifkat and Tes about me that runs, and his point is so he should then get very hungry. The Mishnah continues. Vlo misgardim, or misgarim, don't scrape the body, Rashi and the Rav says. That's uvda d'chol. Teresiro says, we're talking about if you have a special instrument, kli, to do this scraping. But if you had a separate one, which is set aside for Shabbos, it would be mutter. And therefore, it's also mutter to set aside, like pig's hairs, to fix a person's hair on Shabbos, but with a comb. In any event, it would be usher even if you had a special one for Shabbos. This is brought in Magen Avraham, Siman Shin Aleph, Sif Katan Chav Beis, and Siman Shin Chav Zayin, Sif Katan Aleph. Ein Yardin Lekordima. we don't go down to Kordima. What is that? Rush says it's the name of a river, and the Rav has a Girsa Polima, and he says it's a valley that's full of water, and underneath it is like cement, like glue, and there are places there that a person would drown by going in to bathe there in that like quicksand, and he'll get stuck and he won't be able to get out until a lot of people come together and with very much strenuous effort, very hard to pull him out. Okay, another shot is that this the cement or the mud area there is very slippery, and if someone bathes there, he might fall in and his clothes would get very wet in the water, and it would come to schita. He might end up squeezing his clothes out. Taisis Yantav said, has a girsa of the Rambam, Kordima with an aleph, and not like the hay that we have in our Mishnah. And he explains it means a pit of water, and it's very warm because the water is all gathered together there. And if you go into it, you might sweat. And the zeh on Shabbos, sweating on Shabbos is aser. Vein osnal piktsasin, the Mishnah says. What is that? Rashi says, don't prepare an emetic, something that's going to cause you to throw up if you ingest it. Rav adds on, what is a fuktasin? Comes from the words apik, tavi, and zin, like to take out the muzzon from the place where it's being cooked, which is the stomach. Apik means take out, motzi, tavi is it's getting cooked, and sli'esh, the word sli'esh, the targum for that is tavi nur, and zayin is mazon, food. And this is specifically if you're going to drink this emetic that's causing you to throw up, that's asar Shabbos. But to stick your finger down your throat in order to cause you to throw up, that's mutter. And if you're in pain, then, and if you throw up, you'll get healed. That is mutter even if you're going to drink something. Taisis Yantav writes at the Rav, and brings the Rav, that only to drink would be asar. That is in the Gemara that way, and Rashi explains that it's similar to Rafua, and we make Xera because of Schita Sammanim. Shokhan Aruch Ein Chaim Simon Shin Chav Ches Sif Lametes says, we don't make this afiktasin. The Aruch explains it means afik tavi zon, like to take out the extra food from your body, which is by throwing up. Even on a weekday, you shouldn't do that because it's a hefset ochlin. You ate something and you're throwing it out from your body without any using it. The Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat and Kufchaf Beis, Gimel, says, so he's doing this in order to get hungry again and to eat some more, a lot more later on. But if you're in tsar from eating too much, then in the weekday, it's mutter even with a medicine, a medic, and the Shabbos v'Aser, with that, but it's mutter by hand. Ve'ein ma'atzvim es ha-katan, the Mishnah says. What's ma'atzvim? Rashav says, from the Lashon Yadayach Itzruni in E of Perak Yud, Pasuk Ches. I looked that Pasuk up, and the Sephora Nadeh there says, Tiknu Eivara, you straighten out, you fix the person's limbs, that you are going to a chiropractor to get you straightened out of your bones and your vertebrae, so you should have a nice straight skeleton. The Rav adds on because it's like you're building up a body, and this is only after a while. When we say the cotton means after a while after he's born, but the day of the birth it would be mutter to do this. And First Israel says if there's a lot of tsar to the baby, it's mutter for a guy to do this for him, but on the day of the a birth, anybody could do it for the baby. Shulchan Aruch Arachayin Simen Shin Lamed Sif Tes says, straightening out the limbs of the child that got a little dislocated because of the Tzara Leida from the birth. The Mishnah Berurah there in Sif Katan Lamed Dalet says that the Magen Avraham writes, this is only on the day of the birth, but afterwards it would be Aser, but really, for many of the poskim, it's mashma, there's no difference here. And even after a month, or after 2 months, it would be mutter. And look in the Bir HaGra, who writes that this is also the das of the Shulchan Aruch, so you make all this, like, similarly. And therefore, you don't have to be machmer, And in any event, if a vertebrae got dislocated, one or the other, that it's similar to a bona. But if it's not the birthday, okay, that's when you should be, you can be mutter in this, only on the birthday. Ve'ein machzirin es hasheber. Don't fix up a broken bone. Rashi Rav say it's a etzem shenishbar. A shever is a bone that broke. Rashi adds on any refuah is also because chichas ha'amanim. So don't fix a broken bone. The Rav adds, but the halacha is not like this mission. The halacha is you can fix a broken bone, put it back in place. Tver Israel says that we hold that it's mutter, but an aver that went out of it got dislocated, that would be usher to put it back because of bona. Bringing that from the Magen Avraham Simon Shem Chav Ches Sif Katan and Aleph. The Ritva says it's mutter to reset a broken bone because otherwise the whole limb can get endangered. Shulchan Aruch Simon Shem Chav Ches Sif Mem Zion says a bone that got dislocated, that you can replace. Put it back in place. The Mishnah Berura there, Sif Katan Kuf Mem Hey, writes that the Magen Avraham argues on this and holds that only a bone that was broken you could put back in place, as we have in the Gemara. But if a bone got dislocated from its place, it would be also to put it back, because even to rub it up very hard in cold water would be also. And Sefer Shulchan Atzi Shittim argues the Magen Avraham and writes that anything that went out of its place, Lagamri, is considered a sarkana of an aver, just like if it's broken, if you don't put it back right away, and it's mutter to put back, even if with the Israel to fix a dislocated limb. And it seems like it's also the shita of the Magen Avraham, if the doctor says that it got very hard dislocated greatly, it could come to a sarkana for the limb, that it's mutter to pull it and to put it back in its place, like you do on a weekday. Mishnah Sparka Yadav Aragel, the Mishnah says, if someone had a hand or a leg got dislocated, Rashi Rav says it went out of its normal joint. Lo Yitrafim Betzonim, as Rashi Rav says, the Yitrafim comes from like scrambled eggs in a bowl. What does it mean here? Lo Yitrafim, as the Rav adds on, that it's to rub on with very cold water on the place where it got broken. It looks like what you're doing for refuah. The Meiri says you shouldn't put the limb itself in water. It looks like a refuah. But you could rub the whole body in cold water, and therefore at that point, the limb itself will be in the water. The Mishnah Berurah Siman Shif Chaf Ches Sif Katan Kuf Mem Hei says we're talking about it wasn't completely dislocated. That's the issue here. But the Mishnah says Rokitzu Kedarku, you can take a normal bath. Vim Nisrapi Nisrapi, if that helped cause you to get healed, that was fine. The verse Israel says, and that's the way we pass in Shulchan Aruch Siman Shif Chaf Ches Sif Lamed. The Meiri says the Gzera Abana and Rafu is only if it's obvious that what he's doing is for refuah, like the Mishnayos and Perek Yud Gimel, Mishnah Gimel and Dalet. And therefore here, if you just take a bath and no one realizes you're doing refuah, that would be okay. Okay, that's the end of our shiur today. Any questions, comments, complaints, you can reach me at Sheldon_Rothman@yahoo.com or call me at 052-244-9331. Have a good day.